ॐ महाकाली महालक्ष्मी महासरस्वती देव्यो नमः श्रीगुरुदेवाय नमः. Today is the second day of the sacred observance. Our one-pointed devotion to that supreme power Devi Bhagavati Ma Last night I talked about her ever expansive form Since we have given her a name and a form just for the sake of her mind, tonight is the night to call upon that mother with the name of Mahakali. Remover of darkness, although she is formless, but depending on the devotees, call with a form, she appears in that form. There are many stories in scriptures that God appears even from a particle of dust. There are various forms, although it's all one, but depending on the devotee's image that he or she is holding in the mind, that presence appears in that form. To some, the same energy can appear as Krishna, to some as Kali, to some as Ram, to some as Ganesh, you name it. Depending on whatever image you are holding in your mind, it appears in that form. This is why we are encouraged to evoke a sweet form. There are many pictures of Ma Kali shown in very fierce imagery. But we evoke her in the form of sweet mother, sitting on a lotus, holding no weapons in her hand, just one raised hand in the fearless mudra, the other hand is granting us boon. We evoke the sweet form of the mother. Any moment that we spend in prayers and meditation never goes to waste. Never goes to waste. It is because of the blessing of the mother that we are even participating in this observance. Without her grace, this was not possible. We could be doing some other things. We could be distracted with so many other things. But just that we have taken this time out to express our devotion, only her grace has encouraged us and inspired us to participate in this. observance. So please know that her grace is already, her blessing is already with you, maintaining the utmost sweetness in your heart. Call upon that Supreme Presence with the vibration of your heart. Maybe there are no words, because words will only limit our feelings. By lightening your heart, riding on the wave of imagination, send out the invitation to Ma. Let her appear in your heart lotus. She is very kind, she is very giving, she is always protecting us, nurturing us. It is said our upasana during Navaratri to the mother brings about good health, well-being, prosperity and wisdom in our life. And we live in good health together with our loved ones. We are protected from all kinds of calamities. May Mother's grace fall upon us. May Mother's grace fall upon the whole human race, the animal kingdom of the earth. May she remove the dark cloud of this challenge that we are facing right now, global challenge. It will pass with her blessings. I bow to the Mother with all my limbs in all different directions and thank you for your devotion. Your one-pointed attention by minimizing your intake of the world during this time. Be still. Transform the energy of restlessness into the energy of devotion. Mother will appear to you. Thank you all very much. Om Hara.